You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Kristen, when you look at the Flames tonight, I notice we're going to see Hannafin for the first time. Sean Monahan's going to play his first game. But Monahan's not with Gaudreau. Gaudreau's with Lindholm and Tkachuk. Is that just a test, or do you think we might see Monahan and Gaudreau on separate lines this season?
Earth-shattering.
I think we lost her.
Jeez, it was earth-shattering.
That leaves you. It's a cliffhanger. Oh. Like, what? I didn't expect that. No, I mean, I think we all know how much those two have played together. So, you know, to split them up. And you got a new coach, right? You got a new, well, relatively new coach in Daryl Sutter coming in. You know, his thoughts are probably different. You know, does it look better with Monahan on a different line? How does this all fit together for this group? But, yeah, I mean, I think it is a pretty big deal because I'm guessing they played most of their time together, you know, power play and 5-on-5. So where do they go from here?
I wonder if it's just, you know, something to change it up by the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know, like Sean Monahan was injured last year. And I don't think you can downplay that. To be honest, he was banged up for a significant part of the season. He played hurt. Cause if you look at it, and probably the stat that tells you how good of a goal scorer he's been up until last season, midway through the year when he got hurt, drafted in the same draft class as Nathan MacKinnon. He'd had more career goals than Nathan MacKinnon up until I think it was March of last season, right? And he was banged up. And obviously he's not as good as Nathan MacKinnon overall, but it shows Sean Monahan's been a pretty good goal scorer, and he's healthy now, or at least they think he is. And Kristen's back with us. So talk about that, Chris. Do you think it's realistic they'll be split up? And if so, what would be the reasoning?
Sorry, I got excited. Truth be told, this is my fourth day back after maternity leave, so here I am. There you go.
Okay.
But yes, no, I have covered Sean Monahan for a very long time. And yeah, I think that it's a good thing. I think if you look at the way that the Flames lines have produced over the last 3 or 4 years, it's been really heavy on one line. They can't rely on that. You guys know that just as well as we do in Calgary. So I think splitting up Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau is a good thing for them, because you look at Elias Lindholm, he's so versatile, and he can play center, he can play wing, and did so with Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan since Elias Lindholm got here in Calgary. So I do think that, you look at the way that, I mean, the last game was kind of the first game that Johnny Gaudreau scored in preseason. They looked really good, as you should, against a pretty rookie-laden lineup against Vancouver. So, yeah, I think, and then this being Sean Monahan, as you mentioned, and Noah Hanifin's first game this preseason since pretty significant surgeries in the off season. So they're, you know, working a lot. They had a timeline. This is the plan all along. But I'm pretty interested just to see in general how this team meshes, because there's not a lot of battles this year. So it's however many games left until the start of the regular season. This is the time to, you know, get chemistry. And I think Daryl Sutter would prefer to have a few different options in his back pocket.
Does the arrival of Blake Coleman make that splitting easier for Daryl Sutter?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at Blake Coleman's experience. Now, Blake Coleman, I think Trevor Lewis is probably a bit of a placeholder on tonight's line with Andrew Mangiapane and Sean Monahan. So Trevor Lewis, do I see him fitting there for the entire season? Probably not. He's probably more of a depth forward at this point in his career. But you have Blake Coleman, who's out tonight. There is some question marks around him, like what's he sort of – what's ailing him, or is he just trying to get back up to speed? I mean, he played 23 games in the in the playoffs, like longer than anybody else in the Flames roster. So he didn't really have an off season. So he skated today. That's a good sign that he's like, there's probably not an injury. But I think that of course that made it easier because you know that he can play. So and the Flames, like, truth be told, haven't had a lot of guys they can like insert, veteran guys they can really insert and know that they can produce. So hopefully I think that they think that Blake Coleman can do that for this team, so they can have more of a, you know, 3-line, 4-line team.
And that's what I want to go now, is at the third line. We're working our way down. Backlund, Juba, are they tied at the hip? And if so, who would be the front runner to take that spot on the on the third of that line, the third line?
The third line? Yes. It's tough to say. I mean, Backlund, you know, in a perfect world, Backlund probably should have been a third line center for a long time. Dylan Dubé had quite an excellent playoffs 2 years ago with one of their best players in the bubble. I think it's a pretty interchangeable spot. I think you have your fourth line pretty much set in Trevor Lewis and Milan Lucic there. So, yeah, it's there's not a lot of battles. I think the defense as well, too. I think that's pretty much set with the three pairings there. Maybe a battle for the seventh defenseman, Oliver Shillington and Eric Goodbranson is a pairing that I'm interested in seeing tonight. And they've played Oliver Shillington quite a bit lately, so I think they're interested in seeing what he can do. And he's a guy you've kind of gotten forgotten about because he was drafted the same time that Rasmus Anderson was and kind of fell a little bit in his development as Rasmus Anderson progressed. So to me, the battle on the back end is quite interesting. I think that, as you know, you'll see the third and fourth line sort of be an interchangeable thing throughout the season. But, it's a totally different year for this Flames team, which is pretty cool because for so long they've had Mark Giordano, they've had Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, Elias Lindholm. Like, it's been pretty set in stone, but this year there's a few different looks, which is exciting.
Talking about different looks, they bring in Kirk Muller as associate coach with the Flames now underneath Daryl Sutter. What does he bring that was maybe missing or that Daryl felt was missing in their kind of group?
Yeah, I think, experience, different voices. I think, you know, the core, and for a long time it was a lot of young players, like they really didn't have a lot of experience, and so you needed to kind of finesse that. I think Kirk Muller brings, you know, a different type of attitude. Of course, Daryl Sutter, it's been interesting watching him and the way that he runs things pretty efficiently. I think like anything, you'll get stale if you just have the same voices over and over. So I think that's the reasoning behind bringing in Kirk Muller.
The fact the Flames really didn't, you know, they didn't change their core group at all. They obviously brought in Coleman for sure, but there's a lot of people who felt like they were going to change those guys. Now Monahan was playing hurt, but this is the last year of a contract right now for Johnny Gaudreau. Now I know he said the things that, you know, the fans want to hear. Hey, I want to stay here, all that stuff. But you know, until you sign a contract, you know, that's all that is really nice. You never really know it. Now him and Tkachuk both need contracts. Tkachuk's an RFA though, so it's obviously a little bit different of a situation. Were you surprised that they didn't tweak their core at all?
You know, it's to me, it's like one more chance. And you know, I think we said that last year. We said that the year before that, like this, they're going to give them one more chance. I think you have a natural change in the dressing room when you lose a guy like Mark Giordano in the way that you do. So I think that was a big part of the way that the culture was being, you know, dictated a little bit. I think you have that. Monahan has, you know, quietly been one of the heartbeats behind the Flames. Now, that can be debatable. I know people would, you know, can argue it both ways. But he really has been quite dependable, even throughout injury. Johnny Gaudreau, as we know, you can't replace the type of scoring that he brings. So much has been made about, does he want to be in Calgary? Does he want to be in Philly? Like, I mean, it's to me, he does. Like, I think he does truly want to be with the Flames. He wants to win. But, like, how many more years are you going to do this? Are you going to be, you know, milling about in a, sort of a playoff position? You know, I think having a guy like Jacob Markstrom, like a true bona fide number one goaltender, that really gives them a chance to see, like, if you have this great goaltender and you can't win with them, with him, it's that falls directly on the shoulders of the players. And it's interesting, too, like, they don't have a captain right now. Who are they going to pick for a captain? And I really don't think they're going to decide until the, you know, the season gets going, and so it, until it starts, you know, manifesting itself organically. And that's a testament to, like, who are the leaders? Who are the true leaders on this team? And Johnny Gaudreau, maybe it isn't in his nature to be a loud, outspoken guy, but you certainly want him to take the reins on the ice. And year after year, it's just been the same story, them falling short of expectations. So at some point, this has got to change. But one more chance, I guess, is what the management is hoping out. And, you know, it's a contract year, like you said. So we'll see what happens.
Just one last one for you, Kristen. And if I suggested to you that from here, what I see, I think a dark horse guy to be the captain would be Andrew Mangiapane. How crazy would you view that statement?
I think that is a bit crazy. Is that, like, just because, like, Connor McDavid is a captain for so many reasons. And I you know, I've been kind of talking about this a little bit over the last few days. Like, who is the... And you could argue Michael Backlund. He's one of the longest-standing Flames. He was drafted by Daryl Sutter. Matthew Tkachuk, when he got here, we all thought, okay, he's the bona fide next captain of the Flames, just based on the way he was, you know, the way he cared so much on the ice. I know his name is sort of blasphemy in these parts in Edmonton, but like Andrew Mangiapane, I think, is a bit of a stretch, just because he's not necessarily a vocal leader. You need a guy that can demonstrate, like, change a game, like Jerome Iginla when he was in Calgary, changed a game every time he was on the ice, or when he wanted to, when he got fired up deep down inside. And I think that in Calgary, it's been so unique because there's only been one captain for the last, 7 years? That's really kind of a little bit different in, if you look at other teams, just the way that they've been made up. So it's, I don't know. Like, I definitely think that Andrew Mangiapane is a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
But who else is there, though? That's the thing. If there isn't a clear guy in the leadership, like, Sean Monahan perhaps would have the makeup. He's been a captain before. He was a captain with the Ottawa 67s when he was there in junior. So it's not a stretch for him either, but I think it'll be, like, interestingly, Daryl Sutter, just his way, you know, I think it's going to come down to who he sees as being that leader, like, on the bench, in the dressing room. I mean, the guys know, I think, in the dressing room, as you know, who's a natural leader, but I think Daryl Sutter is going to play, obviously, a big role in selecting, like, truly selecting who it's going to be.
Kristen, thanks as always for this. I appreciate your time, and welcome back to the gig.
Thanks. I got to remember how to do my job. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, though, guys. I really appreciate it.